PRI, Public Radio International.
He wanted to be remembered as a composer more than as a conductor. But of course, he was such a great conductor, and we remember him specifically for his skills, his activity, a career as a conductor. I put the Sabbat at the same league of Toscanini, no questions.
Pittsburgh Symphony guest conductor Gianandrea Noseda, talking about the charismatic Italian maestro Victor de Sabata, who led electrifying concerts with the Pittsburgh Symphony and kept the orchestra's standards high during its 4 years without a music director from 1948 to 1952. And you heard a few bars of de Sabata's Night of Plato, La Notte de Platon. I'm Jim Cunningham. Welcome to Heinz Hall for the Performing Arts. Gianandrea Noseda, who holds the Pittsburgh Symphony's Victor de Sabata guest conductor chair, leads the Pittsburgh premiere of de Sabata's Plato's Night. He'll also conduct as pianist Benjamin Hookman plays Ravel's amazing concerto for the left hand. And finally, Maestro Noseda gives an Italian conductor's perspective on German composer Richard Strauss' symphonic postcard, Aus Italien, from Italy. This Pittsburgh Symphony concert is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the members of Classical QED 89.3. In a moment, pianist Benjamin Hookman will join the orchestra and Gianandrea Noseda in a performance of Maurice Ravel's jazzy and slightly mystical Piano Concerto for the Left Hand. Almost a century before South Africa's Blade Runner Oscar Pistorius chose to compete in the 2012 Olympics as a double amputee, Austrian pianist Paul Wittgenstein was undaunted by the loss of his right arm during World War I. He wrote his own piano transcriptions and then commissioned music from leading composers, including Richard Strauss, Benjamin Britten, Sergei Prokofiev, and Maurice Ravel. I had a chance to speak with Benjamin Hookman during the rehearsals for this week's concert.
Well, the biggest reason to do the Ravel Left Hand Concerto is that it's an incredible piece. It's a unique piece of music in the repertoire, not only because it's for the left hand, but for musical reasons. It was actually written at the same time as the G major concerto, but they're totally different animals, totally different beasts. And the Left Hand Concerto is a dark, incredibly intense and beautiful piece. And it just happens to be for the left hand. And so it's a great pleasure to do it. Ravel is the greatest master of orchestral color, and we see that in so many pieces like Bolero or Daphnis and Chloe, and he's really a virtuoso orchestrator. So you hear that from the very opening of the piece where we have the double bassoon, the counter bassoon, conto bassoon, what they call, starting at the very lowest range of the instrument. And in fact, that opening kind of mirrors the idea of the left hand as something which explores the deepest registers of sound. So you hear this opening with the double basses and the double bassoon, and throughout the piece you'll hear an incredible range of color, not only in the woodwinds but also in terms of percussion instruments, even the writing for strings. He divides the strings into different sections within each section, uses a lot of harmonics, so the range of colors is really kaleidoscopic. You would think that he might only use the bottom part of the instrument, but he uses the entire range of the instrument, and not only that, he uses the entire range of colors. So, ideally, in a great performance of this piece, you should feel that you can hear all the colors that you would hear if it was a pianist playing with both hands.
Pianist Benjamin Hookman, our soloist, talking about Ravel's Piano Concerto for the Left Hand, completed in 1930. Benjamin Hookman was born in Jerusalem. He began his studies with Esther Narkis at the Rubin Academy in Jerusalem and with Emmanuel Krasovsky in Tel Aviv. He is a graduate of the Curtis Institute of Music and the Manus College of Music, where his principal teachers were Claude Frank and Richard Good. Benjamin Hookman is a Steinway artist and lives in New York with his wife, violinist Jennifer Coe. Here is pianist Benjamin Hookman in his third visit to Heinz Hall, and conductor Gianandrea Noseda with the Pittsburgh Symphony to play the Piano Concerto for the Left Hand by Maurice Ravel.
Thank you.
You heard Maurice Ravel's Piano Concerto for the Left Hand at Heinz Hall with Benjamin Hochman and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, led by guest conductor John Andrea Noseda. Benjamin Hochman made his Pittsburgh Symphony debut in 2008, playing Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 17 with Pinka Zukerman conducting. He returned to play Mozart's Concerto No. 19 in 2010 with John Andrea Noseda on the podium.
It's a real pleasure to be back with the Pittsburgh Symphony. It's such a great orchestra, one of my favorite orchestras, and it's a delight to be able to play this piece with them, and it's a delight to be working with Maestro Noseda. The way he coaxes the best out of the orchestra is really fantastic. So I think there's a great chemistry between Maestro and the orchestra, and I'm delighted to be a part of this. The hall is beautiful. I really love this hall. You can hear everything so clearly, and at the same time, the sound has a wonderful warmth to it. So it's a real pleasure to be back here.
Ravel's Piano Concerto for the Left Hand was written for Paul Wittgenstein, who lost his arm in World War I, and who commissioned Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 4, as well as lesser-known music for Left Hand alone. Perhaps Paul's brother, noted philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein, had something to do with the pianist's tenacity. Many pieces written for Wittgenstein are still treasured and performed by two-handed pianists. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Cunningham, your host. Next, music by Victor de Sabata, a frequent guest conductor between the tenures of music directors Fritz Reiner and William Steinberg. De Sabata was said to be a riveting conductor in concert, but he hated to make studio recordings, and his authorized recordings suffered for it. But a number of live, unauthorized recordings show his brilliance despite inferior sound quality. And we'll hear one of those recordings that he made with the Pittsburgh Symphony, of music by Richard Strauss, a little later in this Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast. John Andrea Noseda is joining us on stage at Heinz Hall. He will introduce Plato's Night by Victor de Sabata.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Two words will not be too long. I am John Andrea Noseda. Probably you guess I'm the conductor of the tonight concert with the artist of the PSO, which is probably you expect me to say one of the greatest orchestra in the world. It is. But most important for me is an orchestra I love deeply. The reason tonight to make this concert for me more memorable is the fact we present a piece written by Victor de Sabata, La Notte di Platon. Why I'm so glad to perform with this orchestra for you this piece? Because de Sabata is considered in Italy among conductors God. Actually, we have two gods, Toscanini and De Sabata. But of course, Toscanini was much more famous in America because he decided just to fly and to come here with, you know, Metropolitan, New York Philharmonic, NBC broadcast. And De Sabata was in Italy, in Milan, in La Scala. Besides that, both are great. But De Sabata was not only among conductors God, but was also a very good composer. And this piece shows that. But even more important, De Sabata is incredibly connected with this orchestra because he conducted regularly the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in the decade 1942-1952. And in the 4 years of interim between the tenure of Fritz Reiner and Steinberg from 1948 till 1952, without being music director, he was the conductor who conducted more often this orchestra. He didn't accept the music directorship because he was too involved with La Scala. At that time, he conducted practically everything in La Scala. That was the reason. But he came here, and he conducted 6-7 weeks a year for those 4 years. And I'm a strong believer when a conductor works very often with the orchestra, he just put the seeds. And even 50-60 years later, these seeds still develops. So when you ask me what is special in this orchestra, I cannot say the seeds of the Sabata. Of course, there is Steinberg, Reiner, Preven, Mazel, Janssen, Sonek, everybody. But still, even if no one of these artists played for him, hopefully, still, the style, the way of making sound of this orchestra is very not European, Italian. That's why this program tonight will present La Notte di Platon by De Sabata, House Italian from Strauss, from Italy, And Ravel, this is his fantastic concerto, not probably connected with Italy, but with fantastic soloists. Enjoy the evening. Thank you.
You heard the Pittsburgh premiere of La Notte de Platon, Plato's Nights, written in 1923 by Victor de Sabata, the influential post-war Pittsburgh Symphony guest conductor. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra was led by its Victor de Sabata guest conductor, Gianandrea Noseda. De Sabata's symphonic sketch depicted the night on which Plato welcomed his hedonistic friends to a sumptuous feast in the garden, to announce late at night, as the festivities reached an orgiastic frenzy, that he was renouncing life's pleasures to follow the teachings of Socrates. The scornful guests left the scene before leaving Plato and his few true friends to face the breaking dawn with a sense of majestic calm. Jim Cunningham with you. I will not ask you to renounce life's pleasures, and I know we're among true friends. Still to come on this broadcast, Gianandrea Noseda will conduct Aus Italien, From Italy by Richard Strauss, the young German composer's impression of Italy after 2 months of travel through major Italian cities and small towns. Take a moment. I hope to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. This isn't the funny Jungle Land moving pictures book as given in the Cornflakes box in 1937. No, it's the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet in the shape of a credit card, and it's just right for reading concert programs in low light. Also magnifies small print. Get one free while they last with the radio guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of the musicians, including the orchestra on stage at Heinz Hall, Manfred Honeck on the red carpeted podium, baton in hand with cellist David Primo and violist Tatiana Mead-Chamis immediately behind. All the orchestra players are smiling. There's a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck photographed in action with his biography, and much more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org. You'll find our website at pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. Don't forget to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of our Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. James Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony, resident conductor Lawrence Lowe, assistant conductor Fawzi Haymore. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.